The Empire State Youth Orchestra will present Symphonic Landscapes of America, a blend of musical and visual art, this Saturday, October 25th at 7 o'clock at the Egg in Albany, New York. The program will feature music by American composers paired with images of art created by local high school students and inspired by the music the orchestra will perform, projected on a large screen over the orchestra while it performs. Here to tell us more, we welcome art contest winner Sophia Heisert from Emma Willard School, who I believe is on our telephone. Good morning, Sophia. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Very
I'm doing good, by the way.
Excellent. Very nice to have you with us. And it's Sophia Heisert, is that correct?
That is correct.
Excellent. Very nice to have you here. And runner-up Mariam Alasser of Shaker High School, is that correct? Excellent. And we'll turn your microphone on there, Mariam, and we'll be good to go. And we also have the Empire State Youth Orchestra Executive Director, Rebecca Kalos.
Yes.
Is
Rebecca,
it Kalos?
It's Kalos.
Kalos.
Yes.
Well, that's easier. Okay. Rebecca Kalos, thank you very much for being with us. And we think we may be getting Helen Chapio, who is the a music director at the Empire State Youth Orchestra, but we're having trouble reaching her on her telephone system, so we will just go forward until we reach her. So let us begin then with you, Rebecca, of how this whole project came to be.
Sure. Well, it was largely Helen's grand plan to really embark on a different type of programming this year, to really focus on greater collaboration within the community, specifically within the art groups. So to start off the year, what we wanted to do is to put together a program that really brings together the visual and musical arts. And so for this first concert, we're really excited to see it all finally coming together, because it's been a lot of work to kind of create something that the Empire State Youth Orchestra really has never embarked on, which is to bring together young people from the visual arts, from high schools all around the area, with the students that we're working with in the musical arts. And we have two of those students talking with us today who participated in an art contest that started last school year. We asked students to listen to the music that had been chosen as repertoire for this season and to create pieces of art inspired by that music. And it could be painting, drawing, collage, photography, all kinds of different types of visual art. And we had lots of entries. And just this past week, we had three judges from St. Rose come and assess them. And we had two grand prize winners selected. And we are so thrilled. Today actually was the first time I met Mariam. So it's really exciting. And we're looking forward to an incredible concert this Saturday.
So let us begin with Sophia, who again is from Emma Willard School. Sophia, what got you involved in this contest, and what were you hoping to accomplish ultimately?
It was one of the two options given to us during our class. We could either do a print or we could enter the contest. I chose to enter the contest.
Okay.
And it sounded like a really interesting idea and concept, and I wasn't really trying to accomplish anything, I suppose. No, I just sounded
so
like...
So what did you do?
So what I did was, it's a painting with inks on vinyl print, on a vinyl paper. So what happens is when you paint with inks on that type of paper is that they don't automatically dry. They kind of stay on top for a little bit. So that allows the inks to kind of like mix with each other and give a sense of movement, which I was hoping to show in my piece. Because when you're listening to music, how you feel at the beginning of the piece kind of changes is at the end of the piece. And I was kind of hoping to try to give that feeling in my piece.
All right. So you had something to accomplish there, very much so.
Yeah.
And obviously,
yeah.
And obviously did. And how long did it take you from start to finish?
It took me about a week and a half.
Excellent. Now, Mariam, tell us about your experience. Mariam Alasser is from Shaker High School.
Oh,
My piece was an art assignment from my drawing teacher, and it was pretty much we could do anything that we wanted to. And I originally handed in a piece that I wasn't happy with, and I asked to redo it, and she let me. So I went home, and I just got a bunch of background pictures and transparencies, and I sat on my computer for like 3 hours, and I created like a series of different pictures because I wasn't sure which one would get me the highest grade. So I handed all of them
There
in.
Is the practical side to this. Art schmarts.
This is the dark and sad side.
Yes, this is right. Let's get the grade. So, and what did it depict ultimately?
Well, it was a photoshopped picture of a background, like a flower field with mountains in the background, and I had a model that I cut off her head, and I cut off part of her body in the background, and I replaced.
Is that revenge?
Yes.
Okay, good.
All right,
just checking.
I replaced her head with butterflies that were flowing out, and I wanted to be more abstract, and I had a girl in the front who was taking a picture of it.
Excellent. So there seems like there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, when I describe it,
yeah, that's wow. Cool. So with us now, we have Helen Chapeau, who is the executive director of the Empire State Youth
She's
Orchestra.
Music
director, my apologies. Music director. Helen, thank you very much for being with us. Very nice to have you here.
Thank you so much, Joe. Thank you for having all of us online today.
It's great to have you here. So we've been talking about this project, and the winners have been telling us about some of their work. And so just put it into a context for us of the actual performance and how all of this will come together with the orchestra.
Yes, we are so excited about this. You know, when I thought about combining the visual arts with performing art with music and having the full orchestra on stage with these original artworks that were inspired by the music that we are performing, I just thought, what better way to celebrate kind of the both of the best worlds that are being produced by our young people in the very capital region that we live in. And so it is all coming together, and we have received these artworks in digital forms. And so as the orchestras are performing on the stage of the Egg, there's a big screen above us. We'll have all of the entries being projected, and we are performing 7 different pieces, and each piece will have several of the artworks that were entered that were inspired by these artworks, by the music. And so hopefully the audience will be able to have this wonderful sensorial experience of seeing something and listening at the same time, and have kind of the third element of their interpretation of the music, and if they can themselves visualize what they hear. And so I'm hoping there will be lots of neurons being, shooting across everyone's brain and within, and it should be an exciting little over an hour concert this coming Saturday.
That whole idea of having something to look at when you're listening to the music changes the dynamic, doesn't it? Because you're not just actively listening, you're engaging the two sides of the brain there, looking and trying to listen to the music and how it impacted and ultimately created this work.
Right. And you know what? I want to quote quickly our winner, Sophia. Hi. I haven't even met her face-to-face.
Oh, hi.
Helen, meet Sophia. Sophia, meet Helen.
Hi, Helen.
You know, she writes that she chose to keep her piece more abstract, though it is a sunrise in Grand Canyon. That's the piece, Ferdé Grofe's Grand Canyon Suite that we all know so well and love. And in her music that she was listening to is the first movement, Sunrise. But she kept it very abstract, and she says so that the viewer could interoperate it in more than one way. And I love that word, by the way, Sophia. And that was exactly the essence of, I think, my vision for this concert, is to interoperate it and be able to go from what you hear, what you see, and then in your imagination, that you may have a different picture of this music as well. Or when you look at Sophia's work, you may hear something that's even deeper. You may be able to hear something that you wouldn't have normally heard had it not been her abstract interpretation of this music. And so I'm really hoping that audience will take it to another level and have their own unique experience as they see and hear these expression of various young people here.
The Empire State Youth Orchestra will perform their annual Young People's Concert at Proctor's on October 22nd at 10:30, their annual free concert for senior citizens at Proctor's on the 22nd at 1 p.m., and their full Symphonic Landscapes of America blend of musical and visual arts concert on Saturday, October 25th at 7 p.m. at the Egg. For more information, visit esyo.org, esyo.org. Helen, Sophia, Miriam, and Rebecca, thank you so much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you all. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.